I was going to do like an anti Valentine's Day, like original content. But then I was like, no, I don't want to, you know, put anything negative out there right now. And I fear, like, everybody's going to be doing ooey-gooey romance. Or maybe not, but that's something I would normally do. But I was like, I don't know. And I just thought, what the fuck? I will attempt another Ramble Fap. So, this is Ramble Fap number 2. And we shall see how it goes. My dog is currently, like, right on top of me, like, not even kidding. But I already started recording, and I was like, well, I guess we'll see how this goes. So, we're just gonna try to ignore him, because I basically can't usually get rid of him. I don't want to get rid of him, don't, you know, but, you know. He's usually with me no matter what, so, I was thinking about, like, what I would want to talk about today. And I wasn't, you know, there's so many things you can talk about during these things. Some people just masturbate, some people give a fantasy, some people just, I don't even know what. So, I was just gonna kind of go through, things that I really like. We'll just talk about that. Little Valentine's Day, session here. I don't think it's any secret to anyone that I love neck kisses. I have such a sensitive neck. Oh my god. It is so crazy sensitive. I'm really ticklish. And I don't know if that contributes to the neck sensitivity. Fuck. Or what, but I did read an article once that said that the neck is the clit of the upper body. And that is, like, 100% true for me. I just, oh my god, I fucking love it when somebody just focuses on my neck. Like, I'm not even kidding, I've said it 100 times before, but you could get me to do practically anything if you just started kissing my neck. Like, it just, it's almost like I go into a trance or something. It's insane. I remember the first time anybody ever kissed my neck. It was like, holy shit. Like, I just had no idea, you know, that it was, oh god, so sensitive. And that it would make me feel like so, horny's not really the right word. Like, I don't even know, like, sensual, I don't know, whatever the fuck the word is, that's what it is. Like, it just completely, like, the whole makes your knees weak thing, like, that's exactly what, oh god, what neck kisses do to me. Oh my god, and I just love it when a guy, oh, just almost, like, makes out with my neck. Oh my god. And they use their tongue and, oh, just kiss me all over my neck. Little earlobe nibbles. Oh my god, I love those. Like, I don't want a tongue, like, shoved into my ear. But, earlobe nipples. It's like an extension of the neck, in my opinion. But the best is like, it's like slow, sensual kisses on my neck that just sort of keep going farther down. And I love to be teased, so like, maybe kisses like on the top of my breasts, but like my bra is still on or something. And just kisses and bites, and more like nibbles, not like bite bites, because I'm not like a bite person. But, oh god. But it's like, I will be breathing so deeply, just like practically begging for them to start sucking on my nipples. And that's like, oh god, it's like a whole other level. Like, it's like neck kisses, but then it goes to nipple. Oh my god. It's like it's all fucking connected, man. So, so sensitive. And it just, like, makes me feel like my body's full of, like, sand or something. Like I can just, I cannot move. It's like I'm incapacitated by the pleasure. But my favorite thing to do when that's happening, when a guy is just licking and sucking my nipples, I love to like grab his head and like just run my fingers through his hair. And not like, you know, pull his head wherever I want it or something, but just like, like holding it like, oh my god, thank you so much. Because it's just, oh my god, it feels so good. But that usually gets me, oh, it really gets me going. So while they're playing with my tits and sucking on my nipples, it's the perfect time to just slide a hand down. And I actually kind of like, I think it's sexy to like start over the underwear, you know? Like, I mean, it, obviously that's usually better anyway because you can be really sensitive, but it's just like such a tease thing, you know? Like I'm almost touching you, but I'm not yet. And I just love to be like rubbed through my underwear. While my nipples are being sucked and my tits are being massaged, and usually, like, at first, I'm usually, like, kind of self-conscious because that's just who I am, and when all the attention is on me, it's like, oh my god, like, how can I divert it, but... But eventually eventually like the passion or whatever just kind of overcomes me. And it's like I don't even care anymore. Which is bad for the guy if he actually wants me to do something, because sometimes it's like, I cannot even focus, but this is my ramble fap right now, so we're just gonna pretend that that's, oh god, not what's happening. At this point, oh god, oh, I'm going pretty good. My nipples are so hard from all the sucking and the licking. Oh, my pussy's so wet. Just ready for you. I spread my legs for you. And I know everyone's always all about like moving panties to the side, but I'm like, fuck that. Like, get your hand in there. So get your hand in there. You feel how swollen my clit is. And you rub it really gently, not directly on it though. Just all around the outside. Circle it with your middle finger. I have always said if I ever had like a threesome or something, I would literally just have someone on my tits and someone on my pussy, and that's like just go, you know, like, oh my god. Side note, I found like my, who wants to talk about this during their ramble fap, but I found a book that my parents had when I was younger, and it was like a book of women's fantasies. I think it was written by Joyce Brothers, or compiled by Joyce Brothers. She's like an old sex therapist. And there was a woman who said that she had a friend who, I don't know if the friend was lesbian or whatever, but somehow they got to kind of like making out or whatever, and the friend said, you know, like, what do you want me to do? And she had her just like suck and lick her nipples while she masturbated. And like, I swear to god, I don't remember how old I was when I read that, but I was like, oh fuck, like I would absolutely do that. I don't know if I have a friend who would, but definitely. Oh god, I would do that so bad. And I wouldn't even mind returning the favor. Because who doesn't love breasts? I guess maybe gay men, but even then, I think they like them. Oh. Anyway, now that we took that diversion, I'm rubbing my clit faster now. I'm writhing a bit more underneath you. Oh god, that's another thing I fucking love, like, I know everyone's always like, you know, cowgirl or doggy or a bazillion other positions, and those are all awesome, don't get me wrong. What I love about like just plain old missionary I love feeling a guy's weight on top of me. I don't even know what it is. Like, it's not like oh my gosh, I can't go anywhere feeling, you know, it's not like that. It's just, I don't even know. It just feels so good. I think it's almost like a he's in control type situation. Like, he's on top of me. And I guess it's like a helpless thing, but it's not a danger helpless thing. It's just like a I'm yours, do what you want to kind of thing. Oh, God, and I do want you to do what you want. Oh, God. Sometimes I can be Dommy, but oh, my God, sometimes I'm so Subby. Oh, my God. It's funny too, because like I always write in fingering and everybody always does fingering and blah blah blah, but like I could almost care less about, or couldn't care less about it. Like, it's, if you want to, fine, but like don't you dare stop touching my clit. Because that's where it's at, man. Like, G-spot's great, it really is, but like if you're not gonna find it, don't bother. just stick with the obvious. Oh, fuck. That's actually, I don't even know if anyone cares, but sometimes I think that people maybe prefer hearing like dildos or something, because it's going in and out and it's, you know, wet sounds and stuff, but that like does nothing, doesn't do a lot for me, honestly. Like, it sounds good and whatever, and it doesn't feel horrible, but it's like I'm not gonna get anywhere with it. So like when I do my manuals and shit, I usually use like a like a clit sucker type deal. Oh, or like just some kind of like external vibration thing, because like I said, it's not gonna get me too far if I don't have that. Oh, fuck. And that's what, that's what I'm using now. Oh, it's a clit sucker. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. It is seriously my favorite toy. But it's dangerous, because if you use it too much, then other stuff just doesn't feel as good. But oh, right now I don't give a fuck. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. Mm. Oh, fuck, it feels so good, though. Oh, oh, fuck, it feels so good. Oh. I'll tell you a little trade secret. Fuck. Oh, Jesus, which one was it? I think it was when I did the, vacuum cleaner. I was like, oh yeah, let's use a dildo, like that might be fun and whatever. And like it was. But I was getting fucking frustrated. Because I was like, I don't know why, but I was like super horny for that one. And I mean, it's a vacuum. Like, what are you going to do? And, you know, the dildo was doing nothing. And I was like, fuck this. So I just, you know, I had the manual in my hand, but I needed the hand. So I just put the manual down. And I fucked myself with the dildo and then got a clit sucker to finish the job. But then I just changed the, you know, the scenario and was like, oh, I just got so into it and I just was so passionate and whatever. Which I guess I kind of was, but it was more just like, my God, I'm getting nowhere with this. And it just pissed me off. So I just threw the manual down. Oh, fuck. But I don't really care as long as people liked it. I did. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. That's another thing that kind of cracks me up. Fuck. Is people will be like, oh my God, your control is amazing. And I'm like, I'm reading about a dehumidifier. What the fuck do you think? Like, you know, it's not, it is actually really, really difficult to come while reading that shit. Like, it just makes me laugh because I get so many comments like, wow, like, your stamina, whatever. I'm like, no, man. It's because I gotta read words that are boring as fuck. And clearly I don't have to, but that's part of the fun. Oh, God. It is funny, though. I always tell people, well, GWA people, oh, fuck. I have the dehumidifiers. It's in my basement. Next to the washing machine. Oh, fuck. Oh. And whenever I go down to do laundry, I always just kind of look over at it like, yep. It's just so funny to me because, you know, who the fuck else thinks about their dehumidifier that way? Oh my God. It's funny though, I don't think about the mixer. Ugh. Or the vacuum cleaner that way. I think it must just be because the dehumidifier was my first. You never forget your first appliance. I feel like I'm all over the fucking place right now. I've said before, I can't do improv. Oh, God, and this is why, because I just don't even know where the hell I'm going. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. I haven't mentioned it, but I have, oh, Jesus Christ, I can't even speak. I don't know, a G-spot vibrator type deal. It's been in this whole time as well. And it just sort of adds, extra pressure. Obviously, it stimulates the G-spot, but even without it, it's like it just adds another element, you know. Turn it up one. Oh, God. Oh. I like to like hold the toy in place and like grind on it. Oh my god, that feels so good. It's like if I was just like grinding into your face. About this toy too is it literally is like a sucker, so if you get it in just the right spot, when you start like grinding on it, like it kind of tugs on your clit like someone's sucking it. Oh god, it feels so good. Oh Jesus, it feels good. I did just have the G-spot thing like just in there, but now I'm moving it in and out. Oh fuck, that feels so good too. Oh my god, there's so much lube though, I can't get a grip on it. felt so fucking good. Oh my god. It's so funny, like, it took me a long time in life, like, I don't remember how old I was, but to, like, actually figure out the G-spot, which it doesn't seem like it should be that hard, but whatever. It's like, once I did, holy crap. Yeah, some good stuff. If you hear something, that is my dog licking his lips. Because that's what he does almost every time I record something. He just sits there and licks his lips over and over and over again. And it's real annoying when you're trying to record something. But in this case, I don't give a shit because we're done. Anyway, I hope you're all well. I hope this was somewhat enjoyable. It obviously was for me, but I mean, I swear to God, I can never focus, man. So perhaps next time we'll have a little more focus, but thanks for hanging out with me. And no matter what you're doing, I hope you have a nice Valentine's Day. I know it can be kind of a shitty day. And I'm glad you spent it with me. So I'll see you guys later.